Paul, good morning. I don't think I'd want to be compared with Terry Kennedy. How are you, mate?
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Yeah.
It's exciting times, mate. The barrier draw yesterday, you'd be pretty happy.
Yeah, barrier two. You know, that's in this world, you've got to keep things simple. So you just got to hold your position. You don't have to get one.
I think there are a lot of people, race goers, who know your story, Paul. But for those who don't, you bought Happy Trails for $11,000. It's earned you about $2 million. It's one of the great stories.
Yeah. We bought him in the Magic Millions in Adelaide. We were the only bidders, not one bidder. So
brilliant.
So we bought him $11,000. He's right now. He's sitting on $2.2 million.
Brilliant,
Paul. That's what makes me giggles sometimes when you get to the sales and there's all these bloodstock experts all gathering around and buying the expensive prospects, which I guess anyone can do, and then you found this one for $11,000.
Yeah, it happens a fair bit. You know, there's no secret. There's no secret to buying horses. If there was a secret to buying the best horses, the rich people would own all the best, and they don't. So, you know, it's just luck. Yeah. Just luck.
Bigger and better this year. I know the horse likes the valley, but you think it's a stronger horse?
Yeah, he is. He had 6 months off. He kicked himself in the past, and rather than muck around with him, we turned him out for 6 months. He's had a good rest. He's come back in this time. He's been on track. He nearly won the Underwood. He's not a Caulfield horse. He doesn't like Caulfield. So, he's run it in the Underwood, was good. He's run in the Turnbull, never got out at any stage. He's got pinned in on the rails, and that was the end of him there. So, yeah. He's on track now for his grand final Saturday.
Yeah, for the people who haven't seen Happy Trail's last two runs, though, Paul, they should dismiss the 14 of 16 at Flemington that was in the Turnbull, and also the 5th of 12 at Caulfield, because you've virtually just had no luck, and hopefully you've stored that all up for the weekend.
Well, that's it. He's put all his bad luck behind him now, and he'll just go and we'll have a bit of good luck. So I had to back him up after the Turnbull because he got pinned away on the run, he never done enough work. So he came in, he was just like he did that little track gallop. So I had to back him up on the following Saturday just to give him a good lung opener.
Yeah.
And which he's had that, and not much luck in that race either. So let's go to the valley.
Now, mate, you're not the only good story in this WS Cox Plate,
no,
are you?
No, the cleaner.
With Happy Trails.
The cleaner.
The cleaner from Tasmania, of all places.
I know. And it's a lovely story, isn't it? That's what makes racing good, you know. People from all aspects of life can come into it. And, you know, I reckon that's why we're the best country in the world for racing. If you go overseas and that, you see it's mainly all the lords and the hierarchy that own horses. But in Australia, you know, your neighbours and everything can have shares in horses. It's a great thing.
Yeah, and Paul, given your story, what do you tell people? I mean, you've bought the horse for $11,000. Would you, if you had your time again, or do you now look for a horse at that value, or do you understand that you've got to pay a whole lot more to get a decent horse?
No, you don't have to pay. You can, when it's your turn to have luck, whatever you buy, it'll come good for you.
Yep, exactly. If they can't run, they're expensive. If they can run, they're cheap.
That's exactly right.
Doesn't matter.
Formula.
There's plenty of million-dollar horses out there
that don't run.
They're useless. Absolutely useless.
Hey, we chatted a little bit about the cleaner, but with the cleaner drawing so wide, Paul, you imagine it's just going to cross. There's going to be a cracking pace, and you should just be box seating. Is that fair?
Yes. I like your thoughts. that's what I'm hoping for too. We need pace. You need pace on. Like last year, he ran second by a whisker, but there was no pace on it. A horse jumped out in front, and there was just no pace whatsoever. So, like when it got inside the 400, it said starting to run along. They just can't come from behind. You know, they haven't put any pace on in the first place.
Absolutely,
Paul. Am I right in saying that this time last year you weren't at the track?
No, I got time. They gave me 6 months.
That's right.
And they gave it to me it started on the Monday, just before the Cox Plate. So, yeah, we were in all sorts of turmoil. So.
Yeah, wow. So you watched the second from afar?
Yeah, I watched it from the Crown Casino.
Not a bad spot.
There are worse places.
Oh, of course there is. You know, worst things happened. Could have got 12 months. So then the horse went out in sympathy with me.
He did too. Hey, Paul, $10 at tab.com.au. Considering the build-up, that's generous, isn't it?
He always has been. Yeah. You know, last year, he ran fourth in the Underwood last year to Atlantic Jewel and It's a Done Deal. And Dwayne Dunn came in and said, they'll never beat you again, them horses. He said, this horse should have won. So I said, you reckon? He said, I'm telling you. So then on the following Tuesday week, before the Turnbull, I track worked him, and Dwayne and Dunn rode him, and he came in and he said, not a horse in Australia will beat this. They dished up 40-1 in the Turnbull.
Jeez.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, paid the 6 months off.
Oh, well, at least you had some cash to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, well, you had to. Yeah, so.
Paul, have you got a... obviously, you're very, very happy with Happy Trails. Have you got another one for our listeners over the carnival that you might sneak across and pick something up with?
Yeah, well, I've got one in called Who You Know. And I'm hoping to get a start with him this Friday at Moonee Valley, Friday night.
Okay.
And he goes very well. I had another one, Richie's Vibe. Richie's Vibe was very good, but he hurt his leg, so he's out for a couple of months.
Yep.
And this one should take his place and be very competitive.
Fantastic.
Who
You Know on Friday night. Hey, Paul, terrific for you giving us a little bit of an insight into Happy Trails. I think the horse is flying, and good luck in the Cox Plate.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Get on you, Paul.
Good story, isn't it? The Love highs it. And lows of horse
Love
training,
it.
Slats.
It's like Takeover Target, all those great stories.
11,000 and now officially $2.12 million in the
awesome.
Bank. The four-legged lottery. What a sport.